Hello, 通勤家族，欢迎来到 15minutes.today 通勤学英语。You are now listening to John. 我是 John 老师。想要让你的英语听力像火箭一样飞升吗？订阅我们的国际时事跟读 VIP， 每个月12折的高品质跟读音档，带着你透过时事加强听力。如果你追求词汇的深度和广度，那么就订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP。每周都有主题逐字稿学习笔记，让你的单字库不再停滞。如果你什么都想要，我们还有学习大补帖，一次拥有两大方案的超强组合。立即订阅通勤学英语 VIP 会员方案，开始你的英语复利人生。Hello and good day, you guys. Welcome to another shadowing activity on 15minutes.today with John. This is the Monday episode, guys, and thank you for joining me. So every Monday, I record an episode like this. For those of you who like current events and the latest news around the world, you can use this as a casually listening activity, as well as for those people who would like to focus a little bit more on the output of their English practices, which means we're going to do a lot of speaking using the shadowing technique that we have shared and promoted on our website.So thank you for joining us once again, and today we are going to be shadowing this article referring to the latest development in AI regulations. Recently in Europe, they have passed AI regulations so that we can safely develop AI under the constraints set by these regulations. So let's check out the highlights. Our first highlight...Europe's AI regulations pioneer risk-based oversight, distinguishing between low and high-risk AI applications to ensure safety and accountability. Next highlight, the inclusion of provisions for generative AI models addresses concerns of misuse and promotes transparency in AI development. Next highlight,Stricter scrutiny of powerful AI systems mitigates risks of accidents and cyber attacks, emphasizing responsible innovation and compliance. From the highlights, we can hear that the regulation is going to start distinguishing between low and high-risk AI applications, and also going to address the concerns of misuse and transparency in the AI development side of things, as well as...They are going to pay more attention on reducing the risks of accidents and cyber attacks using AI. Let's read the article together. Europe's groundbreaking AI regulations, a comprehensive overview. In a monumental move, European Union lawmakers have greenlit the world's foremost set of comprehensive regulations governing artificial intelligence.Paving the way for implementation of the Artificial Intelligence Act later this year. This landmark legislation not only signifies a significant step forward in Europe's technological governance, but also sets a precedent for global AI regulation. The foundation of the AI Act lies in its risk-based approach to regulating AI applications.While low-risk AI systems, such as content recommendation algorithms, are subject to voluntary guidelines and code of conduct, high-risk users like medical devices and critical infrastructure are met with stricter requirements. Moreover, the legislation outright prohibits certain AI applications, such as social scoring systems and specific forms of predictive policing.Due to their deemed unacceptable risks. One of the key highlights of the AI Act is its inclusion of provisions addressing generative AI models, which have emerged as a prominent force in recent years. These models, capable of producing lifelike responses and content, are now subject to stringent regulations. Developers are mandated to disclose the data used for training these models.And adhere to copyright laws. Additionally, any AI-generated content must be prominently labeled as artificially manipulated, mitigating the potential for misuse. of particular concern within the legislation are the most powerful AI systems, dubbed systemic risks. These systems, such as OpenAI's GPT-4 and Google's Gemini, are under heightened scrutiny due to their potential for catastrophic accidents or cyber attacks. Developers of such systems are tasked with assessing and mitigating risks, reporting incidents, implementing cybersecurity measures, and disclosing energy usage. These measures aim to address apprehensions surrounding the proliferation of harmful biases and the misuse of AI technology. Europe's role as a trailblazer in AI regulation is further solidified with the impending implementation of the AI Act. Following the final formalities, the Act is poised to become law, signaling Europe's commitment to fostering responsible innovation while mitigating potential risks. Violations of the AI Act carry significant penalties, with fines reaching up to 35 million euros, or 7% of a company's global revenue, underscoring the imperative of compliance with these pioneering regulations. In conclusion, Europe's adoption of the AI Act heralds a new era of AI governance, setting a precedent for other jurisdictions worldwide. With its risk-based approach, emphasis on transparency, and stringent oversight of powerful AI systems, the AI Act represents a significant milestone in the quest to harness the benefits of AI while safeguarding against its potential pitfalls. Let's move on to the keyword drills. Our first keyword, infrastructure. Infrastructure. Infrastructure means the basic facilities and systems serving a country, region, or community. Example sentence, one of the key highlights of the AI Act is its inclusion of provisions addressing critical infrastructure. Next keyword, predictive. Predictive. Predictive means relating to prediction. Example sentence, moreover, the legislation outright prohibits certain AI applications, such as social scoring systems and specific forms of predictive policing. Next keyword, manipulated. Manipulated. Manipulate means to control or influence something so you get an advantage. Example sentence, additionally, any AI-generated content must be prominently labeled as artificially manipulated, mitigating the potential for misuse. Next keyword, trailblazer. Trailblazer. Trailblazer is a person who is the first to do something. Example sentence, Europe's role as a trailblazer in AI regulation is further solidified with the impending implementation of the AI Act. Last keyword of the day, milestone. Milestone. A milestone is a significant event. Example sentence, the AI Act represents a significant milestone in the quest to harness the benefits of AI while safeguarding against its potential pitfalls. That's the article, you guys. And if you have been paying attention, you will hear that our Monday episodes come with highlights, the full article, as well as the keyword drills at the end. So what is the point of the highlights? The point of the highlights is to start off by giving you a general idea of the article, of the main highlights. From the main highlights, you want to build context as you are listening to the highlights. From the context that you have built, it's easier for you when you do reading out loud exercises or shadowing exercises with me. Once you have built a general idea of the topic, then we can go on to reading the article together. or you can shadow the article along with me. And at the end, why we include the keyword drill exercises, often some of the words in the articles are not so easy to pronounce. So we provide some of these keyword drills to help you along. Guys, remember this exercise is mostly focused on the input-output cycle of listening and speaking. So to help you along, you gotta listen. And once you start listening and build an idea of the article, you can always come back to practice the speaking side, which is ultra important today. The output is most important in the use of English. The point is not to just sit and listen, but you want to be focusing on your output. So on the speaking side, you can use this article and read it out loud for yourself, or you can shadowing it along with me so you build muscle memory and comfort in this full English environment. If you find this useful, guys, please do check out our VIP membership where we offer more articles like this if you enjoy these practices. And of course, our VIP membership also includes some of the additional material related to our Wednesday episode, which is a podcast that you guys definitely want to come back for, where we offer you the transcript and all the useful phrases in the podcast episode. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.